It all started when I was about four. I got a cart for my birthday, and it sort of stemmed from there. I started racing carts at the age of eight, and have done national competitions ever since. And basically 2 years ago, we made the move to cars and started in the Ginetta Junior Championship. And 2 years later, we're now in the Ginetta GT Super Cup with a G50.
Now, we've come across the Ginetta Junior Championship before. Firstly, how well did you do in that?
We finished sixth last year in the main championship and had three podiums. But we did the winter series as well at the end of last year. We won the last round and finished second overall. So it put us in a really good place to finish last year and start this year.
And how have you found the step up into the G50?
I was surprised at how quickly I adapted to the new car. The G40 that I drove last year in the juniors had 100 brake horsepower, semi sort of road tyres, so it wasn't that powerful, whereas this year it's 300 brake horsepower, slicks, aerodynamics. It's a big difference, but no, we adapted to it well quickly, and took a win at the first meeting, so it couldn't have gone better really.
But it's not sadly gone to plan since, has it?
No, I mean we were able to do the first three rounds, which was a total of nine races. Obviously, we won four of them, and we thought we were in a really good position to be able to go and challenge for the title, but unfortunately, we just couldn't get the money together to race at Oulton Park, and it was sort of looking that way for Croft this weekend.
How have you been funding your racing so far?
Partially through sponsorship and through the junior categories, through parents. But it's now got to that point where to advance my career further, I need to find the sponsorship to be able to race at this level. So that's the way it's got to be now.
Taking one step at a time, how likely is it that you can be in action at Croft?
We've sort of decided that we will race at Croft now. It's difficult. We've had to take that decision because we want to honour the sponsors that we have got. That are all companies who've supported me this year and for the previous 2 years, and we need to be racing at Croft to honour them and also give ourselves a fighting chance to race for the rest of the season. So this weekend has been partly funded from sponsorship and partly funded from parents, and hopefully it will mean that we can race for the rest of the year.
And longer term, how do you see things panning out? What are your plans to try and keep your career going at this stage?
It's all dependent on the money that we can raise, basically. And through the sponsorship, hopefully we can compete, as I say, for the rest of the season, and then looking onwards next year to move up to the next class, which is the Ginetta G55. So hopefully we can continue on that path and look towards a career in British touring cars or sports cars and doing series like Le Mans, like last weekend.
And again, looking closer again to home, Croft, your local circuit, is it one you know well? Are you looking forward to driving there?
Yeah, I've raced at Croft twice now, last year and the year before in the Ginetta Juniors. We finished fifth last year in the second race, I believe. So hopefully we can look forward to some wins this weekend.